نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. There are two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding which a lot of people are in loss. Only a handful of people use these two favors correctly and make profit from them. As far as the rest of the people are concerned, they are all in loss. What are these two favors? As-sihhatu wal-faragh, health and free time, leisure time, free time. Monday you are busy, Tuesday you are busy, Wednesday you are busy, Thursday you are busy, Friday you are busy. You go to school, you go to college, you go to madrasa, you are working, you are teaching. Saturday you are free, Sunday you are free. You work until Saturday afternoon, thereafter you are free, Sunday you are free. Easter holidays you are free, Christmas holidays you are free, summer vacation you are free. You are free, you have nothing to do. You return from work at 5 o'clock. You get ready, you have tea, you change your clothes. By 6 o'clock you are ready. From 6 till 8 you have nothing to do. From 6 till you go to sleep you have nothing to do. You are free. This being free is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to sleep at 10 o'clock and wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, from 10 till 6 for 8 hours you are not free. And if you are not free, you cannot do what you want. 10 o'clock you've gone to sleep, 11 o'clock you are in bed. You need minimum of 6 to 8 hours sleep. So you are sleeping. You cannot do anything. You are tired. You are exhausted. You may not be tired, but you know that if I don't sleep for 6 hours or 8 hours, I will not be able to function tomorrow. I have an appointment tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. I have to go to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. I have to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you are tired, you need sleep. If you are not tired, you have to think about tomorrow. So even if you want to do anything in those 6 to 8 hours, you are not free. You cannot do anything. Those of you who are working from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you want to recite the Quran? You cannot. You want to perform Salat? You cannot. Nafal, optional prayers, you cannot. You want to come in the masjid for 1 hour with the intention of i'tikaf and spend time in the masjid because it's month of Ramadan. But you can't. You are not free. Being free means when nothing is compelling you to do something. You are free. You can do anything you want. You can go to sleep. You can stay awake. There is no need for the physical... Body does not need sleep, but you can go to sleep if you want to. You can just laze around. You can read books if you want to, you can read the Quran if you want to, you can go outside and loiter around, you can go shopping, you can decorate your home. You are free to do whatever you want. Nothing is compelling you. At sleeping time, sleep is compelling you. You cannot do anything else. At school time, school is compelling you to study. At madrasa time, madrasa is compelling you to go to class. At work time, work is compelling you to work. Free time, when you have the choice to do whatever you want to do. This is ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look back in our lives, many of us will find that there was time when I had ample free time. And I wasted all that time. And now, how I wish I could have the same opportunity in life, so I could do this and I could do that, whether worldly matter or religious matter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that many people, kathirum minan nas, many people, that means only a handful of people benefit from these two ni'mats: free time, leisure time, and health. What you are able to do when you have free time, you will not be able to do when you become busy. Every Saturday you are free, or every Sunday you are free, you can do whatever you want to, and you are traveling on Monday. Now the sequence of your time will change. On Sunday, you are traveling on Monday, and if on Sunday you want to sit down for 1 hour and recite the Quran, you will not be able to do. I've got to make preparations. I've got to meet people. People are coming to meet me. I have no time. On a regular Sunday, if somebody said, I want to speak to you for half an hour, okay, I'll see you after Zohar. I'll see you before Asr. But you're traveling on Sunday. You're traveling on Monday, and if somebody says to you that I want some time on Sunday, you will say, sorry, I'm very busy, I'm traveling. You don't know I'm going on Monday. You've come at the wrong time. Those engagements in life which compel us to engage in them, you cannot move them around. You cannot shift them around. A person is free, he gets married. After getting married, he has children. The children grow up. Now every day he has to go to school to drop them. Every day he has to go to school to pick them up. He or she, whoever will do the job, the husband or the wife. Now during that time, this person will not be able to do anything else. Whether you like it or not, you have to go to school to drop them, to pick them up. Now this half an hour in the morning and this half an hour in the evening, which was free on a daily basis, has become busy now. This farag, this free time is gone out of you until these children grow up. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whether you will live till then or not. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when you become free from this engagement, whether that time will remain free or not. What you are able to do when you are free, you are unable to do when you become busy. When you are studying, you have certain slots in 24 hours which are free. These very slots become occupied during examination times. Now you are unable to do what you were able to do 2 months ago. In life, our free slots don't remain free all the time. And sometimes a person finds himself occupied 24 hours until he breathes his last. Sometimes a free person becomes occupied to such an extent that he finds no time. No time for himself, no time for his family, no time for his deen. This is occupying him, this is occupying him, this is occupying him, this is occupying him, this is occupying him. And there are so many people whose free time is occupied in futile activities. In many cases, disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of shaitan's misleading. And they feel that I am very busy. They can free their time, but no. They can free their time. But no, they feel they are busy, they haven't got time. So what we need to do is to realize how much free time we have. Number one. And utilize it correctly. And number two, we also need to assess our lives properly on a daily basis, Monday separately, Tuesday separately, Wednesday separately, weekends, holidays. And find all those activities which are occupying us, but which are futile. Or maybe even disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove those activities from life and free those slots. And again, after freeing those slots, utilize them in doing good. Something worthwhile, something that will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people make a big loss in regards to these two items. One is health. Just as a busy person cannot do what a free person is able to do, similarly, a sick person is not able to do that which a healthy person is able to do. For a healthy person, performing 4 rakat, performing 8 rakat, performing 12 rakat, nafla, no problem. For a healthy person to recite 1 juz, 2 juz, 3 juz in one go is no problem. Sick person, very difficult. For a sick person to stand in long qiyam, very difficult. For a sick person to go into ruku, get up from ruku, go into sajda, get up from sajda. It's a mammoth task. A person only realizes when he becomes sick, how difficult it is to carry out amal when a person is sick. So what we need to do is to utilize our time. Is to utilize our health. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that many people are maghboon in ghaban. What is ghaban? What is ghaban? Loss. What is the meaning of loss here? Ghaban. The word ghaban in Arabic. Ghaban is to go with something which is worth 1,000 pounds. And sell it to someone for 100 pounds. This is ghaban. Instead of acquiring 1,000 pounds, you've come back home with 100 only. You've made a very big loss. So the time and health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us with this time and with this health, by occupying it in doing good, instead of earning Jannah, we have occupied this time in futile activities and maybe earned a little bit of enjoyment in this world. So instead of acquiring the everlasting great enjoyments of the hereafter, we have acquired a little bit of enjoyment of this world. This is ghaban. This is worse than selling something worth 1,000 pounds for 100 pounds. Because you cannot compare anything with Jannah. And if a person goes out with something which is 1,000 pounds and he says, if you take this from me, I will give you 200 pounds. So he gives away something which is worth 1,000 pounds and on top he gives another 200 pounds. He goes into minus. This is the greatest type of ghaban. When a person occupies his time in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what he is doing. Instead of acquiring something, he is giving away something. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bought from the mu'mineen their lives and their wealth in return for Jannah. Let us utilize this time, let us utilize this body, let us utilize this health, let us utilize the free time we have, let us utilize our wealth and do good, so in return we can acquire the everlasting bliss in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك جنة الفردوس ونعوذ بك من النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله